This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the former British colony.
My support for the force is because it is an important law enforcement agency that helps us to safeguard the rule of law. But that doesn't mean that I would condone irregularities or wrong practices done by the police force. Otherwise, there would not have to be all these institutions like the CAPO and the IPCC to look into complaints about individual officers. And on this occasion, because of the severity of the protests and the incidents, the IPCC has taken the initiative with my full support to undertake a thematic fact-finding study to assess several important incidents and to come up with recommendations.
Anti-government protests have roiled the Chinese-ruled city for nearly 4 months, plunging it into its biggest crisis in decades and posing a direct challenge to its political overseers in Beijing. Amnesty International on Tuesday urging the Hong Kong government to investigate police use of force, but the government has urged the public to come forth and help the investigation of the independent police complaints. Three U.S. service members were wounded in an insider attack Monday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. A military spokesman in Afghanistan said a member of the Afghan Civil Order Police fired on a military convoy and that the service members sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The attacker was killed by return fire from the Resolute Support Forces. The attack is under investigation. To date, the U.S. has lost some 17 service members in Afghanistan this year. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing to choose one of two election frontrunners to form a coalition government. Get more on that story from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. He said that either there will be a minority government based on those who praise attacks on Israelis, or there will be a broad unity government. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. President Rivlin, who has to task either Netanyahu or Gantz with forming a government, has made it clear that is the outcome he prefers. But Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations and is likely to be indicted in the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. Army soldier is under arrest for sharing bomb-making instructions on social media. We get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX planes remain grounded. An Associated Press photographer recovering after being struck by bullet fragments fired outside the Haiti Senate Monday. A Senate security guard also was injured. Eyewitnesses say a senator shot the victims as the Senate was readying a vote to confirm the prime minister-designate Fritz William Michel. The opposition trying to block the formation of a new government as a way of pressuring President Jovenel Moise to leave office. They blame Moise for a failure to address pervasive corruption and mismanagement of the economy in Haiti. The vote to ratify Michel was canceled. The second failed attempt to approve the president's nominee after his approval by the Haiti lower house. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay tuned and make sure you don't go away, because our first stop today is going to be Uganda with Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon. And right after that, Giddy Giddy Maji Maji of Kenya in Atoti Patu. And then to Peace Choir of Nigeria in Busybody, the remix. But first, Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda.
part two. Lady Lando, yakumi paka pinje mangima. Kidi kidi maji maji rodonjo ko. Hey, atoti part two. Ma atoti part two.
This is the remix. This is the remix. This is mind them, then don't come back again. Make the sister be, you get one agenda. Why you put me in between, middle of the center? Cause me no like no pretender. So make you start with the look and start with the groove. Hey. Peter and Paul, they be one, no be two. Hey. Remember, say then get it, they do. Hey. We gon' make you so you. I love your boom boom bang. You make me really wanna touch your way. When you hook up in the club, oh, give them a run, oh, give them a jump. Hey. Put your busy body. Lose control. Hey. Otherwise, my sister, we go commit murder. Hey. Who be the bagger? We say we know they go border. Hey. Tell us say we know they border. Hey. Who be the bagger? We say we know they go border. Hey. Tell us say we know be losers in the stronger. Who be your body with your busy body turned? Hey. Your shot to replace an order. So make you stop to the look. Hey. Peter and Paul, them be one, no be two. Remember, say they get it, they do. Oh. We go make you so you. Oh. Girl, I love your boom boom bae.
In the remix by Peace Choir of Nigeria. Before that, Atoti Part 2 by Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya and Bamboo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we'll get the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, David Vandy. Welcome back to the show. Khadija in the remix by Sierra Leonean-born Jimmy B. And right after that, Akwa Attar by Kofi B of Ghana. But first...
for your love. I don't come to beg the Almighty above. For make him help me change your mind. For make him help me make you mine. Now what can wahala be this, my God? Now what kind of thing be this, so? Oh? I no fit it, I no fit sleep. If Khadija go, I no go fit, oh. Cause it be she that I need. And it be she that I want to be. She be the only one for me. So do ya not for me.
By Koffi B of Ghana. Before that, Khadija by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. So I hope you're having a good time. Just stay close. I'll be right back for more.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Emmanuel Andor, and he says, "Congratulations, David. You make my day all the time, and now you are my man of the day. Thank you for the good work that you are doing over there, and may God bless you. I am Emmanuel Andor from Ghana, and I want to dedicate a song for all my friends in Ghana, Doreen, Dorothy, Marvis, Anita, Nancy, Solomon, Eric, and all Swanlake boys of Ghana, and all the peoples of Potloko in Sierra Leone. Thanks, sincerely yours, Emmanuel." Well, thank you very much, Emmanuel. And let's take this other email, which says, "I love your show, David. It heightens my personality, making me unique in my neighborhood. At a time when they are listening to their music, I am listening to good African beats on the Voice of America. I love that feeling of uniqueness. Can I request a nice song for my mother, Auntie Mary, my aunt, Abina, and her good husband, W.O. Francis Awoa, and all my loved ones? Thanks, guys, and please keep up the good work. This is your fan, Abdul Rahman Aziz, from Ghana, Accra." Well, thank you very much, Abdul Rahman. That's so beautiful for you to write. And this next email says, Special greetings to you once again from your number one African Beat listener here in Warri, Nigeria. Your super show continues to bring us great delight. Thus, my family comes around me once at 9 p.m. Nigerian time for 1 hour enjoyment session with the Voice of America's African Beat. And I want you to give me a big shout out, and especially for my family, my wife Patience, my children Judy, Lisa, Adibebe, Laura, Oscar, and Harry Ovi. These are the ones that have brought sunshine into my life, and I want a very nice dance tune to be played for my family. The song I have in mind is Carolina by Awilo Longomba. Thank you so much for celebrating with us, and remember, it is cooperation that makes the port to be filled with rice. As I look ahead to hear from you, may your news be always good news, and so be mine. Stanley O.M. Akpotu, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, Stanley. Beautiful message. And now let's get on to your music, Carolina, by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe in Ninipa. And then to South Africa with Bayete and Jabukanyele in Shwele. But first, Carolina by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
kuisa kune pundutso ugazandaro chimbuto kuzvinene pisa kune pundutso kune pundutso ugazandaro chimbuto kuzvinene pisa kune pundutso ugazandaro chimbuto kuzvinene pisa kune pundutso
sesa ndleni malu ju
by Bayete and Jabu Kanyile of South Africa. Before that, Ninipa by Oliver Mtukudzi of Zimbabwe. And then Carolina by Awilo Lungumba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Tolly is going to be our next track by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic. And right after that, Inzu by Peace and Love of Burundi. But first, Tolly by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic.
La vie, na mango ya ngacha kamba si la vie ki mpe ganjoni. Molenge timi mama mwambi babati mombie kemu na mo tonga na moketa mbula na lenge simbeni baba kemu wango na molenge tilo tikoli tutikete mo mateneso bata nitoni na beti mombanga tingingiti monduko pe
Waraji miti mirate kana
By Peace and Love of Burundi, and Toli by Formidable Music of the Central African Republic. And with that, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Change your style, begin one. Like anyone I